You are listening to the Leadership Vision Podcast, where we share our expertise in the discovery, practice, and implementation of a strengths-based approach to people, teams, and culture. For more resources about developing your strengths, the strengths of your team, or the strengths of your entire organization, visit us on the web at leadershipvisionconsulting.com. Hello, everyone. It's Nathan Freeberg, and today is Memorial Day here in the United States, a federal holiday for honoring and mourning the military personnel that died while serving in the armed forces. In normal circumstances, this is a long weekend for most people, spent grilling meats over a barbecue with friends and family, or perhaps going to a lake home somewhere, or renting a cabin or cottage. I spent 12 years working in higher education, and so Memorial Day weekend always meant the start of summer and a more relaxed, laid-back schedule ahead. Now with school-age kids of my own, it still sort of has that same meaning for me, like something just ended and something new is about to begin. This Memorial Day, for obvious reasons, it feels different. We're not going anywhere, nor are we having people over for burgers and brats. It's just our family here in Portland, Oregon, doing basically the same thing we've been doing for the past few months now. But I guess all of us are doing that together. Depending on where you live and what reopening looks like for your state, there's something oddly comforting I'm finding in the idea that all of us are celebrating this Memorial Day weekend not by going out and buying mattresses, but by staying home, apart, but together. By now, you've probably seen one of the myriads of videos on YouTube and social media where musicians, professional musicians, and some amateur ones are doing at-home versions of some of their favorite songs, some of their most popular hits. There are way too many to list out here, but I've included some of my favorites in the show notes if you want to check it out. One of those is the Times Like These cover from the Foo Fighters song, and there's a new song by OK Go called All Together Now. If you're not familiar with the band OK Go, they're known for their elaborate music videos. They're really cool, really crazy. I think that all of them, or maybe most of them, are like one shot, one take, extremely complicated and really, really fun to watch. There's one of them floating around in a plane at like zero gravity. There's this really complicated Rube Goldberg type machine. One of them zipping around in these race cars, like hitting musical notes with the car. And a whole bunch of other ones. And of course, their first and possibly most famous one, the one where they're jumping around on four different treadmills. This video is quite different. They wrote and recorded this song together, alone, in their homes. You see each member of the band playing and singing on an assortment of instruments and what looks like stuff they just found around their homes. Presumably, they all have to do this at different times, and then a video editor puts it all together. But then at the end of it, it's really interesting. It's like the clocks are synced up and they go outside to people cheering in Los Angeles because they do that every night at 8 o'clock. You just got to go see it. The chorus of the song was actually the whole inspiration behind doing this podcast here today. We normally take Memorial Day off. It goes like this. Everywhere on earth, every single soul. Everywhere on earth, every single soul, everyone there is all together now. And everyone alone, all together on this precipice, all that mattered then, all that matters now, all that matters after the world shuts down, all of it dissolved, all together in the chrysalis, together in the chrysalis. I had to look up the word chrysalis, which any first grader probably knows, or all of those parents who have suddenly become first grade teachers, but a chrysalis is the hard exoskeleton covering that protects a developing butterfly. According to one website I found, before becoming butterflies, caterpillars enter the pupa stage, where they build that little sac or chrysalis. The chrysalis protects the caterpillar as it begins to turn itself into a liquid, soupy substance. I'm not sure about you, but I feel a bit like a caterpillar right now who has just been liquefied. Everything that previously had structure and predictability has melted away. But I know the season won't last forever. Similar to the caterpillar, I know someday we will emerge from the messy, broken apart time we find ourselves in. After doing a bit more research, I discovered that caterpillars are born with everything they need to become butterflies. Some of these parts develop over time and are visible, like wing buds. The others can't be seen, but the information from these parts is stored in the caterpillar's cells, waiting to be unlocked. The caterpillar is also born with the ability to make a substance called an enzyme. The enzyme is a key to unlocking the butterfly from the chrysalis. Now, bear with me here. This isn't a perfect metaphor, and perhaps you can see where I'm going. I realize that after we emerge from this pandemic, we're not going to necessarily feel like carefree butterflies. It's not the transformation from caterpillar to a butterfly I want to focus on, though, on this very unusual Memorial Day. But instead, let's consider what is happening while we're alone together in this chrysalis stage. When everything feels liquefied and we aren't sure when things will emerge, perhaps we can see this as a time of being in a temporary little protective covering that will forever change who we are and how we see the world. Maybe if we can pause long enough to figure out what we truly value, we won't go back to that same world, but instead, we'll go back to a world where our priorities are aligned with those values and we emerge looking more like a butterfly and less like that same caterpillar that went into the shell. During the past few months of staying home, we've come to realize how beautiful life is, that every single soul is all together now. Despite the hardships and an unknown future, many of us have experienced beauty in unexpected places. Cooking extravagant dinners in the middle of the week, staying up late with the kids, connecting virtually with friends and family members we haven't seen for a while, learning new skills or discovering new interests, or just sitting with a good beverage doing nothing at all. Nothing changes until one day it does, and then there's no going back. Our team has come to realize, perhaps now more than ever, that when we do emerge from this chrysalis experience, if we can come together, we'll be stronger, braver, maybe a little wiser, and certainly forever changed. As the song goes, we'll see just who we are. Proceeds from that song are going entirely to Partners in Health, a global health organization restoring social justice by bringing quality health care to the most vulnerable around the world. If that's of interest to you, there's a link in the show notes if you'd like to buy that song and make a donation. We'll be back next week with a recap from a virtual marathon our team ran alone together. And then in June, we've got some great new content planned to help you and your team become stronger as we all move into our new realities. Thank you for listening to the Leadership Vision Podcast, where we share our expertise in the discovery, practice, and implementation of a strengths-based approach to people, teams, and culture. For more resources about developing your strengths, the strengths of your team, or the strengths of your entire organization, visit us on the web at leadershipvisionconsulting.com. If you found value from this episode, we'd appreciate it if you would subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and a host of others. Please share this podcast and our other resources with anyone you think would benefit from going deeper into our strengths-based approach to individual, team, and organizational development. A huge thanks to Steph Walland, who helped me organize my thoughts around this podcast. She was always a huge help. But this episode, she went above and beyond. I'm Nathan Freeberg, and on behalf of our entire team, thanks for listening.